Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Sour beers have been on trend for the last few years, but you've been brewing and barrel aging them for far longer than that. What originally drew you to this style, this process?
My wife and I were working on our business plan, and we were going through different styles of beer that we wanted to brew. When we got close to opening, we just decided that some unexplored territory in the world of beer was oak aging and sour beers. There were a few people doing it, but nobody doing it exclusively. And so when we opened, that's what we decided we would do. 100% oak aged wild beer.
Beers like this don't happen overnight.
Oh, that's true. And they take careful monitoring and shepherding as well. Typical time in a fooder minimum would be 8 months. Sometimes it's 2 years. You never really know. You just kind of have an idea of where you'd like the flavors to go. And when they get there, you know it's time to package it.
When you take a step back and look at your board here or just your catalog, what does that say about Charlie Pump? To me, it's intricate. It's very colorful. I really like that.
Well, I think what it shows is the breadth of the beers that we're capable of brewing, that we do all sorts of styles of sour beer and non-sour beer as well now, of course, and that we're always innovating and thinking of new beers and new styles. If you look at a lot of that catalog and then you look at some of the styles that are quote-unquote popular or hot trends today, we've been doing for quite a while, just kind of quietly and under the radar, and again, building this really broad catalog of beers that we're able to produce, just a skill set, flexing our brewing muscles, so to speak.
You guys have been around for a while, and the innovation seems to continue. Where does Jolly Pumpkin, where do you go from here?
We are constantly looking at ways to innovate and allow our company to grow organically. We are opening more restaurant locations that allows us a lot more direct-to-consumer outreach. You know, if we can emotionally connect with them, if they're in our restaurants and enjoying our beer, it's a connection that we can make that's a little hard to do on a crowded, you know, store shelf. We can also stay on top of current trends, and by that I mean canning. We're looking at purchasing a canner for the JP Sour line, and that'll be pretty exciting and innovative and get us into a lot of spaces that we might not be in right now. We're also keeping our minds open to wacky things that come up that we want to brew, that the people who like our beers are going to like.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.